Dr. Lightman. The Gemara says in one word, Haleluko, blessed is he who fears the Creator and truly wants his mitzvot. The sages add one word, his mitzvot and not the reward of his mitzvot. What are they telling us here? There is the mitzvah and there is the reward. So what does he really want? He doesn't want the reward, but the mitzvot. What is it about the mitzvot? The Torah says, his mitzvot, the mitzvot that he has given me. Who's he? He wants for the person to feel his greatness and importance. Then he keeps his mitzvot. Otherwise, the mitzvot of whom does he keep? Of an important person or not so much? According to the importance which he gave to the suitcase, like in the previous parable, whose suitcase are you carrying? That is the main point. Who gave me these mitzvot? Whose orders are we keeping? And I don't want any reward. Just one point. Who am I working for?
We have a problem. Because for us, in the world we see as objects and images, seemingly filled with bodies, still vegetative, animate. We perceive everything in form of an image, and it is written about the Creator that there is no image and no status. So, who am I working for? The quality of bestowal, what is it? It's hard for us to perceive, and therefore there are many confusions here. But this is exactly what we need to scrutinize, that he really craves for his mitzvot, that all the actions that we do according to the advices of Kabbalists, and the main mitzvah is love thy friend as thyself. It's a great rule of all our efforts. This is in order to reach precisely that understanding, that feeling of whose mitzvah are we keeping. Meaning, how to receive that form of bestowal in us, without which we can't know what it is. This is an abstract form for matter. But of course, form dressed in matter, this is what we need to reveal. The form of bestowal, which is dressed in the matter of the will to receive. That is called to receive in order to bestow, and this is what we want. With that form of bestowal, if it still rides our will to receive, that is called to bestow in order to bestow. If it's already included in it, if this is form dressed in matter, and the matter can work according to this form, that is called to receive in order to bestow. And then we understand whose mitzvot are we keeping. And this is all only inside the perception, inside the creature. And God forbid, do not think about anything other than that, because then we build a status and an image. That's about it.